رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف. Once a beggar went to some kuffar and asked them for some money, trying to mock at the beggar and at Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, who was close by. They said, go and ask him. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem told this person to close his hands, to clench his fist. He then recited 10 times Durood Pak upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and blew on his hand and told him, go and open it in front of those kuffar. When he opened his hand in front of the kuffar, there was a gold coin in his hand. We should make it our habit that every day we should try to recite minimum 313 times Durood Pak upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama ikram say that 313 is considered a large number. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله على آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. حضرت سيدنا عبد الله ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما reports that it was the habit of the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم that every day after صلاة الفجر Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would turn his chehra mubarak towards the sahaba ikram. He would turn his face mubarak towards his companion alayhim ridwan. And the sahaba ikram would make the ziyarah of the chehra anwar of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine? When Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was asked, what do you desire the most in this world? What do you desire the most in this world? We often desire things which we do not have. Once we have it, the desire is gone. We desire that which we do not have. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to make the ziyarah of the chehra anwar of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily. But when he was asked, what do you desire the most in this world? He said, An-nazru ila wajhi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I desire the most to make the ziyarah of the chehra anwar of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But on this particular day, Aqaidu Alam, Nure Mujassam, Shahe Adam wa Bani Adam, Shafi'i Umam, Hamare Pyare Aqa, Madine Wale Mustafa, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he stood up and he went towards Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, took him by the hand and exited Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. Zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zeema. After exiting Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam congratulates Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem that Mubarak, today a son has been born in your home. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Why was this strange? Didn't Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem know that his wife Sayyidatul Nisa, Sayyida Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, was in labor? Why was it strange? Why was it news to Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem? Because Sayyida Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was only pregnant for 6 months. She was only pregnant for how many months? For 6 months. And in that time, a baby that was so prematurely born would not survive. The only person to have survived a birth after 6 months of pregnancy prior to this was Sayyiduna Yahya ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And then Sayyiduna Imam Ali Maqam, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was born after 6 months of pregnancy. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches the house of Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. He tells Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Ali, you stand here and do not enter the house until I come and instruct you to do so. Angels have descended from the heavens to the earth to make ziyarah of your son and my grandson. So stand here and do not allow anyone to enter the house. In the meantime, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu stands outside his own house and he waits for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, Sahaba ikram are starting to get anxious. Normally, it is the routine of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he would turn his chehrai anwar towards us. And we will look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What could be more rewarding in this world than that? Some sahaba ikram could not even look at the face mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they say, I cannot describe the face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because his nur was so overwhelming that I could not even lift my eyes to see his face mubarak. Some could see up to the chest, some could see up to the navel. Some would be able to describe the toenails mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they would not be able to describe the chehra anwar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba ikram were getting restless. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst those Sahaba ikram who could see the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the first one to stand up. He was so blessed. My dear Islamic brothers, that not only did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only did he have the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in residence, but also in travel, he had the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entrusted him to accompany him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the migration from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, and he was the only one in the cave Ghari Thawr with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But not only that, he was so fortunate. When he was on his last breath, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem reports that I was with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that time. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu told me, O Ali, when I pass away, then give me ghusl from the bowl that you used to give ghusl to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, after you've shrouded me, put my body by the door of the Rauza Mubarak of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And say these words. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Look at the aqidah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Abu Bakr is present and seeks your permission. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem reports that after the passing of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after giving him ghusl and shrouding him, we put his body mubarak at the door of the Rauza Mubarak of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we announced, as he asked us to announce, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Abu Bakr is present and seeks your permission. Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem reports that the door immediately opened. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him that if the door does not open, if the door opens, then bury me inside. But if the door does not open, then bury me in Jannatul Baqi. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the door opened and a voice came from the inside. أَدْخُلُ الْحَبِيبَ إِلَى الْحَبِيبِ فَإِنَّ الْحَبِيبَ إِلَى الْحَبِيبِ مُشْتَاقٌ. Enter the beloved to the beloved, for indeed the beloved anxiously waits his beloved. Therefore, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was so fortunate that he was given the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in residence, in travel, and in the mazar as well. So he became restless and he got up and he also exited Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, Zadahallahu sharafu wa ta'zima, in search for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He reaches the house of Sayyidatul Nisa, Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he sees Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu standing outside. He asks him, "O Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what are you doing here? And where is Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam?" Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem says, "Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with a son. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is gone inside. 424,000 angels have descended from the heavens to make the ziyarah of my son. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to stand outside as guard to make sure that nobody enters the house while the angels are making the ziyarah of my son." By then the other Sahaba ikram had also gotten anxious and they had followed Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they had all gathered outside the house of Sayyidatul Nisa, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Just then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exited the house of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. The first person to go and embrace Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and congratulate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He goes and he says, "Mubarak ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the birth of your grandson." And then he says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell us about the 424,000 angels that have descended the heavens to make the ziyarah of your grandson." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "O Abu Bakr, how did you come to know about the number of angels that have descended from the heavens to make the ziyarah of my grandson?" Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Ya Rasulullah azza wa jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was informed by Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "O Ali, I informed you that angels have descended from the heavens to make ziyarah of your son, but how did you come to know about the number of angels that have come descended from the heavens to make the ziyarah of your son?" Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem said that, "I seen the angels coming in groups and groups. I heard one angel asking another angel, how many of us angels have descended from the heavens onto the earth to make the ziyarah of the grandson of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" And the other angel replied, 424,000 of us have descended from the heavens to come and make the ziyarah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Indeed, Allah azza wa jal has granted Ali aql as-saleem." Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ana madinatul ilmi wa aliyun babuha." I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the door to that city. When Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu left Madinatul Munawwara zadahallahu sharfa wa ta'zima towards Kufa, between Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama, he met Sayyidina Ibn Muti' radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Ibn Muti' radiallahu ta'ala anhu complained to Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, "O grandson of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, my well is drying up. Please make dua for it to fill up again." Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Ibn Muti' that, "Bring me a bucket of water from that well." Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu took some water and drank some. Thereafter he gargled his mouth with some water and spat it back into the bucket and told him, "Go and throw this into the well." Ibn Muti radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that instantly the well started filling up with water and the water was sweeter than ever. You think he was desperate for the water of the Euphrates, of River Furad? Look at what his grandson Khwaja Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala had done with Anas Sagar. I'm not going to go into too much of detail because time is very short and I would like to give you a very important message, my dear Islamic brothers. Before, on the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, before the battle started. Remember that there were 72 members from the side of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which included women, children, breastfed children, and the sickly as well. And Ibn Ziyad brought cavalry after cavalry after cavalry, which numbered 22,000. Can you imagine? Look at the proportions here. We talk of the Battle of Badr, where there were 313 ill-equipped Sahaba Ikram against 1,000 strong, well-equipped Kuffar. Take 313 divided by 1,000 and see what fraction you come to, and take 72 minus the women, children and the sickly. Look at only the men that are left and compare it to 22,000 and see what proportions you come to, my dear Islamic brothers. 22,000. Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu had done his duty by giving them neki ki dawat. He invited them to the path of righteousness. And he reminded them of who he was and who they are fighting against. But for the safety of his camp, they dug trenches and they lit a fire in those trenches. One badbakht, unfortunate Yazidi soldier, he stood up and he said that, "Oh Hussein, are you lighting the fire of this world before the fire of Jahannam?" Astaghfirullah. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, "Are you calling me a Jahannami?" He lifted up his hands and he made dua that, "Ya Allah, let this person burn with the fire of this dunya before the fire of the akhirah." Immediately his horse went out of control, kicked him off its back. His leg got caught on the stirrup of the horse. The horse started galloping and eventually threw him into the fire and he burned to death. His dua was readily accepted in an instant. After that, another badbakht, he said, "Oh Hussein, you call yourself the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have no relation with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu felt very hurt by this. And he said, "Ya Allah, grant him an embarrassing death." Immediately he had the urge to defecate. Immediately he had the urge to defecate. He went in one corner and he pulled his pants down and he started defecating. A scorpion came and bit him in the private part. He fell down in his own feces and started running and fell to his death. Thereafter another badbakht Yazidi, he said, "Oh Hussein, look at the Euphrates, look at River Furad, how it is gushing. You will not get even a single drop of water from this river." Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu again picked up his hands and he made dua that, "Oh Allah, let him die of thirst." This person's horse started running. He started chasing after his horse. Eventually, he got so thirsty that he started saying, "Al-Atash, Al-Atash, I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty." When the people brought water to him, not even a drop of water could go down his throat and he died in that state. Mustajabud Dawat. Du'as of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu were readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu not make that dua to avoid this tragedy? Why? When his son Ali Akbar went into the battlefield, 18 years of age, he goes into the battlefield and he fights the enemy. And he fights hundreds of them. And he comes back and he is wounded. So much of blood has exited his body that he is losing his eyesight. And he tells his father that, "Oh my father, I can barely see." His father tells him, "Go, your Nana Jan is waiting for you in Jannah." He never made that dua. Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu named three of his sons Ali. Ali Akbar, Ali Awsat, and Ali Asghar. Ali Awsat is who we know as Hazrat Zainul Abideen. Zainul Abideen is his title. He is the middle Ali. Big Ali, middle Ali, and small Ali. Baby Ali Asghar, 6 months of age. The mother cannot lactate anymore because 3 days, no water, no food. The baby is crying, cannot understand, there's no milk coming out. Euphrates is gushing, water is flowing. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if he could make, if his saliva could enter the well of Ibn Muti' and water could gush out, if his grandson, Khwaja Ikhwajadan Mu'in al-Haqq wa-Din, Khwaja Hassan Sanjari Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, could take the entire Anasagar and put it in one container, then could Hussein not bring one drop from Euphrates River into the mouth of Ali Asghar? Indeed, if he asked for it, he would have gotten it. But instead of water, the enemy shot an arrow into the neck of baby Ali Asghar in the hands of his father. Think of the psychological state that this father is in, my dear Islamic brothers. Think that if you are parents, a lot of you are parents here, that if you had the power to save the life of your son, what would you do? Your baby is in your hand and an arrow is shot into its neck. You could avert the arrow from the neck of the baby and you could bring the water into the mouth of the baby. Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not need to go to Euphrates. If Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted, he could bring Euphrates to Imam Ali Asghar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But why did he not make that dua? Do you know why? Because he was on maqam-e-rida. What is maqam-e-rida? And this is the lesson that you and I need to take from this mahfil here tonight, my dear Islamic brothers. To be pleased with the pleasure of Allah. To be pleased with the pleasure of Allah. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not make dua for this because he was pleased with the pleasure of Allah. Sayyiduna Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem did not make dua for this because he was pleased with the pleasure of Allah. Sayyida Fatimah al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha did not make dua for this because she was pleased with the pleasure of Allah. Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Mujtaba did not make dua for this because he was pleased with the pleasure of Allah. Sayyiduna Imam Hussein did not make dua for this because he was pleased with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear Islamic brothers, if we look at ourselves today, we complain about every little thing. We do not look at what pleases Allah, we look at what pleases our nafs. We look at what pleases our desires and our nafs. What pleases Allah does not cross our mind. We will do anything to get ahead in this world. This is our condition. But when you reach maqam-e-rida, then you do not worry about your own desires. You know you have the ability. What do they say? In his empty hands, he has the treasures of both the worlds. Rasulullah in his empty hands, he has the treasures of both the worlds, but yet for days on end, fire never burnt in his house. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Being pleased with the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers, when we leave here today, we need to think, what pleases Allah? And if it pleases Allah and it's difficult for you, then for the pleasure of Allah, do it and be happy doing it. When the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on one lap and the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the other lap and Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa sallam comes and said, Ya Rasulullah azza wa jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants one of these two beloveds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, take my son instead. After the passing of the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he starts to tear, he starts to cry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O my sahaba, O my companions, the eyes are tearing, but the heart is pleased with the decision of Allah. The heart is pleased with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to leave here introspecting our own lives and ask ourselves that what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was easy for Imam Hussein to give his hand in the hand of Yazid. He gave his head, but not his hand in the hand of Yazid. The truth is this, Islam is alive because of Hussein. Kalima is alive because of Hussein. My dear Islamic brothers, in conclusion, there are many excellences of the day of Ashura. On the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, the repentance of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was accepted. It was the day that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created. On this day, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam entered into heaven. On this day, the arsh, the kursi, the sky, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, heaven were all created. On this day, Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was born. On this day, he was saved from the fire of Namrud. On this day, Sayyidina Musa, Kalimullah, ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and his ummah were saved from Fir'aun, and Fir'aun and his army drowned. On this day, Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah, ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was born. And on this day, he was raised into the heavens. On this day, Sayyidina Nuh, alayhi salatu wasalam, his ark landed near the Jodi mountain safely. And on this day, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with a great kingdom. He controlled the entire world. On this day, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was brought out of the stomach of the whale. On this day, the eyesight of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was restored. On this day, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was taken out of the deep well. And on this day, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was relieved of his affliction. On this day, the first rain showered from the heaven. The fast on this day was common even in previous ummah, the fast of Ashura. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, after Ramadan, the fast of Muharram is the most superior, and the most superior salah after the Fard salah is Salatul Layl. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the fast of every day of Muharram is equivalent to the fast of 1 month. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah has stated, I had never seen the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so enthusiastic to observe fast, highlighting the excellence to any day as much as he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do for the day of Ashura and the month of Ramadan. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, observe fast on the day of Ashura and oppose the Jews in this by observing an additional fast 1 day before or 1 day after it. It is reported by Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I expect from Allah azza wa jal that fast on Ashura removes the sins of the previous year. Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul Hannan has stated, if a person fasts on the 9th and 10th of Muharram, he will get immense reward. If a person cooks good foods for his family, insha'Allah azza wa jal, blessings shall prevail in the house for the entire year. There will be barakah in the home for the entire year, insha'Allah azza wa jal. It is better to cook kichra and to perform fatiha for Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This has been proven to be very beneficial. On this day, 10th of Muharram al-Haram, if one performs ghusl, insha'Allah azza wa jal, he will remain safe from illnesses for the entire year, because on this day, the water of Zamzam reaches all the waters. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever applies ismad surma to his eyes on the day of Ashura, his eyes will never suffer ache. So my dear Islamic brothers, with these few words, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadqa of Hasnain Karimain and the Shuhadai Karbala, grant us the close company of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu's beloved Nana Jan in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah grant us death in Madinatul Munawwara, at the Qadmain Sharifain of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the death of a shaheed, making the ziyarah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of death, and reciting the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of death. May Allah grant us baryan in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah make spacious our qubur and fill our qubur with the nur of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and open the window of paradise in our qabr. May Allah make our qabr the garden from the gardens of paradise, and for those of our loved ones, inshallah. May Allah grant us the shade of His throne on the day of Qiyamah, the shafa'at of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us the opportunity to drink from the physical hands of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Hawza Kawthar, inshallah. May Allah grant that we may pass through Pul Sirat faster than a bolt of lightning and enter into Jannatul Firdaus without Hisab Kitab. May Allah grant us the close company of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and bless all of your families. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Mubarak to you, Usman, I pray. Mubarak to you, Usman, I pray. May you keep ascending success, say. Mubarak to you, Usman, I pray. May you keep ascending success, stay.